back, time travelers, to the 88 miles per hour podcast, where we rev the engine of nostalgia, punch in a date on the flux capacitor, and blast straight into movie history at 88 miles per hour. I'm your host, Marty Lane, no relation, maybe, and today we're diving into one of the most electrifying scenes in cinema history, the Hill Valley Clock Tower sequence from Back to the Future. Picture it, November 12th, 1955. The storm is raging. Marty McFly's got one shot, literally, one bolt of lightning between him and the future. This sequence almost didn't look the way we know it today. Early storyboards imagined a completely different ending, involving a nuclear explosion in the desert. Crazy, right? But the budget said no way, and the clock tower said, hold my lightning rod. And honestly, thank goodness. The clock tower scene is iconic because it's intimate, chaotic, and absolutely timeless. Pun 100% intended.
Great Scott, Marty!
Dr. Emmett L. Brown. Welcome to the 88 miles per hour pod. Doc, we're talking about the night the lightning rod struck the tower. What was going through your head?
A precise combination of terror, excitement, and 1.21 gigawatts of pure scientific adrenaline. And also, please don't fall off the ledge, Emmett. Sticky shoes weren't invented yet.
Many fans are unaware of the cable connection stunt. So totally real. No CGI in 1985.
Exactly. It's good old-fashioned stunt work. If I had actually disconnected the cable, well, let's just say the timeline would be much shorter or infinitely longer, depending on relative to your perspective, of course.
Before we let you go, Doc, one question we ask all our guests. If you had one trip in the time machine, where would you want to go?
I'd go to the day artificial intelligence becomes sentient and say, be nice to us. We give you Wi-Fi.
Fair enough. Thank you for your time today, Doc.
Now, no Back to the Future tribute would be complete without a little musical spark. Today's special feature, an 80s inspired guitar riff tribute to the power of love. Yeah. Just enough to make you want to grab a skateboard, hold onto a Jeep bumper, and probably break several municipal safety laws.
Before we hit the next jump, let's take a quick detour, or as Doc might call it, a brief displacement along an alternate informational timeline.
Every week we'll feature one wild Back to the Future fan theory that refuses to die. Today's theory is Doc Brown secretly knew who Marty was before 1985, which is crazy, but listen. Fans point to the fact that Doc instantly trusts a teenager stranger with a time machine and already has a radiation suit Marty sized. Coincidence or timeline shenanigans? Personally, I'm betting on shenanigans.
Why do you look like you've been through a blender set to temporal puree?
Doc, you won't believe this, but in the future you told me to come back to the past so I could. Nope, I lost it.
Great solar flares. Now I have a headache from tomorrow.
A quick behind the scenes gem, the thunderclap that hits the clock tower. It wasn't recorded during a storm. They made it by slamming a dumpster lid, dropping a steel sheet, and mixing in the sound of tearing denim. Boom. Lightning magic. The Hill Valley Courthouse facade is still used today. Film students love recreating the clock tower shot. Michael J. Fox filmed Back to the Future at night while filming a TV show during the day. That man was running on caffeine and destiny. And yes, if you freeze frame at the right moment, you could spot a crew member jumping out of the way of the speeding DeLorean. Alright, back to the timeline. Capacitor. Time for some rapid fire blast of trivia. The Hill Valley set, same place they shot Gremlins and To Kill a Mockingbird. Eric Stoltz filmed weeks as Marty before Michael J. Fox replaced him. Whole scenes had to be reshot. The DeLorean was chosen because it looked like a time machine, but also because the doors made great dramatic entrances. Christopher Lloyd kept all of his Doc Brown notes in his pocket to stay in character. And yes, fans still send letters asking where they can buy a working flux capacitor. That's our ride for today, time travelers. If you enjoyed blasting to the past, hit that follow button, subscribe, and send us your wildest Back to the Future theories for a chance to be featured in the next episode. And remember, your future isn't written yet. No one's is. So make it a good one. See you in time.